VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. There's been some progress on several fronts in the search for missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish crime scene investigators have finished an inspection of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with Saudi King Salman. United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is urging Saudi Arabia and Turkey to reveal everything they know about the case. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's office in Geneva.
Bachelet is urging both Saudi Arabia and Turkey to conduct a prompt, thorough and transparent investigation into Khashoggi's disappearance. Bachelet says she wants the diplomatic immunity that was bestowed by the 1963 Vienna Convention to be waived for all Saudi officials. The commissioner's spokesman, Rupert Colville, tells VOA that Bachelet wants to make sure a full, unimpeded forensic investigation can go forward.
Khashoggi was living in self-imposed exile in the United States. He went to the consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd to get documents he needed to marry his fiancée, a Turkish national, who waited in vain outside for Khashoggi to return. It's been reported that he may have been killed after a team of 15 men arrived at the consulate and later left. Khashoggi was never seen again. China is defending its mass internment of Muslim ethnic minorities, saying it is preventing terrorism by helping them improve job skills, teaching them Mandarin, and encouraging them to accept modern science. There has been growing criticism of the practice. A senior Chinese official made the argument in a report released on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Negotiators from North and South Korea, along with the U.S.